darkness throughout. David was in darkness, encouraged himself in the Lord. The people were in darkness, in captivity, but there's always a remembrance that we have that God is on the throne and we are there because of Him. You know, as Americans, we've always been told, chase the American dream. Chase it. And do that. Build yourself something. Work hard. Build it. But when it comes to the things in spirit, we have to remember, we're not building. He's building. And we need to trust in Him. He's going to do something to make that difference. Ephesians chapter 2. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins. That's where we are. Let us never forget that apart from Jesus, apart from the moving of Spirit, we are dead in our trespasses and our sins, in which you formerly walked according to the courses of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. We must remember, and it will do us very well to always remember, that it is the evil one who controls what happens around us. But it is the Spirit of God who works within us. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even at the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and has raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We wake up in the morning. We walk in the dirt of this world. We watch. We see the dirt, the evil. And we must remember that we sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. He has lifted us to that place. So though we walk in the dirt, He's lifted us up into heavenly places. And we need to now look down with Him and arise and shine and bring that light to wherever we are. I think I've made this analogy once before to you. But it's something that happened to me a long time ago that I remember it profoundly. I used to work in in South Kearney. Now, in South Kearney is a bog. It's low-lying. When it rains, I don't know if they've done anything with it. Everything gets muddy. And I used to work at this place. You know what we did? I think I've told you before. You know the little granules on top of roof shingles? We made them. That's what we did. We made them. And we also made, they were also used for, in any event. And we used to package them on tractor trailers. And we had this strip of concrete. It was about, 4 feet wide and 30 feet long. And we would fill up a tractor trailer, drive it, and we would put it down on this concrete. You couldn't put it in the dirt, it would just sink right in. So the strip was made to we would lower it down, and then we would pull the tractor away. One day, I worked with a gentleman from Patterson, wonderful Christian fellow, and I was a new Christian, and I was having a tough time at this point in time, and he was an encouragement to me. And this one day, it had been raining. Everything is muddy, except for the concrete. So we're there, we lower the truck down, and I step off, and boom, I'm ankle deep in mud. And this gentleman, he knew what I was going through at this time, and he looked at me, pointed at my foot. He said, "Sinking sand." And he pointed to himself, he said, "A solid rock." In other words, "Michael, get back on the solid rock. Encourage yourself in Jesus. It may not look good, but it is, because he has lifted us up into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where the battle is started. That's where the battles, our battles, are handled. Not here, not with flesh and blood, but in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We look around ourselves today, and you may be discouraged, but don't be discouraged. Look at Jesus and lift yourself up with him into those heavenly places. Look at the difference here. I'm going to turn to the book of Romans, and I'm going to show you the Apostle Paul and two very different attitudes that he has. Paul's an amazing study in faith in God. Amazing study. Where he went from, where he went to. Romans 7 and verse 9. "I was once alive apart from the law. When the commandment came, sin became alive and I died. And the commandment which was to result in life proved as a result of death for me." So he saw himself. You remember, he was a persecutor of the church. He was at the feet of Christians who were killed, separated families, put in jail. So here he says, but then look at verse 8, chapter 8 and verse 37. "But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus." What a marvelous picture of the grace of excuse me. Of the grace of God for one who saw himself in such low terms, but then through Christ Jesus, overwhelmingly in high places with Christ Jesus. Under the law, people lived making promises, bringing a sacrifice. Throughout all of the scriptures, we see the people of Israel bringing sacrifice. Every day, they would bring a sacrifice. They would leave, and immediately are in need of bringing back a sacrifice. Every day, the blood that flowed was amazing. But then the one cross came. then the cross came. And there's no longer any sacrifice. Once and for all. Once and for all, we are saved, we are held, we are lifted up through Christ Jesus. Once and for all. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Folks, each and every day we need to encourage ourselves in Jesus. Encourage ourselves in Jesus. So indeed, he will be able to lift us up. I'm going to read to you from 2 Peter chapter 1. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has granted us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. This is what I'm talking about by encouraging ourselves in the Lord. Because we wake up in the morning and we begin to live and we begin to do. And I don't know if you're anything like me. Why did I do that? How did I do that? Why am I thinking this? What in the world is going on? That's who we are. But Peter is telling us that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. Everything pertaining to life and godliness. Yeah. You, me. Sounds astounding, doesn't it? Life and godliness. I know who I am. I know what I do. Need to encourage myself in the Lord. David lost everything. His family, his children, because he was running away in fear. But then he turned around and encouraged himself in God. Ask God, what shall I pursue them? Shall I go get them? Yes, go ahead. I'll give them back to you. And everything came back to David. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Pastor, encourage yourself in Jesus. Everyone here, encourage yourself in Jesus. Each and every day, encourage in Jesus and let him make the difference in your life. Seeing that this divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by who we are. Oh, I know you guys are great people. You guys have You have power. You know this, you know that, you can do this, you can do that. But in the realm of spirituality, it is not by might, it is not by power, it is by my spirit, says the Lord. And he lifts us up into that very place. He's in the midst. God is there. Arise. Let your light show shine. Yeah, there's darkness. They were in darkness. And we'll be in darkness. But we will arise, we will shine, and God will bring glory to this place, to our lives, to every place it's needed. He will bring that glory. Arise and shine, for the light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen on you. What we need will always be in Christ. You know, as we read in Isaiah, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord will come. It's not arise and shine, be strong and be powerful, for the glory of the Lord will come upon you. And he will indeed lift us up. May his name be praised. I think it's very clear that we are in the last days. I think we all agree pretty much on that. We're looking for the return of Jesus. Well, it says that in those last days, the real darkness is going to come. And we're very fortunate. We come here today. We just left our house. We came here. We come in and worship. Nobody bothers us. But there are places in this world where people have to meet in secret. They have to meet in secret. Because if they're found out, they're put in jail. If they're found out, they may be persecuted. You know where they say, I forget which organization does this, but they monitor the world for Christianity. And this, is it, I forget what group, I know them, but I forget. They say the largest growth of Christianity is, you know where? In Iran. And they don't even put people in jail because they don't have enough jail cells to handle this. And God is moving in a great way. God is moving in China. God is moving into Korea. A great and wonderful work is being done. But there's a darkness that comes along with that. Arise and shine. Let the glory of the Lord shine upon your life, my work, my sphere of influence. May God grant us that we would indeed show that even now. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I will send the Comforter. I will send the Comforter. I will send the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord will rise up in our lives, will grant us the what we need to serve him, and will lead us and guide us in a right way. Oh, may God help us. May God help us in these coming days to allow him to lift up. Allow him to arise and to shine. Serve him. Look to him. Encourage yourself in him in all of the disappointments, in all of the troubles, in all of the heartaches. As you look at your family members and your friends, in all of your worries, encourage yourself in the Lord and allow him to indeed lift us up. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word today. Father, how thankful we are in all things that we have you in a great way. How thankful we are, Lord, that we know that you will arise, you will lift up, you will take us to that place where we need to be, where we need to go. Oh, Lord, help us in each way. Take us from this place today. And Lord, that we might know you in a greater way. Help us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.